This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. We're going to talk about the Thundering Water Project proposal. Cordell Smith, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about it.
Yeah, Thundering Water, it's a 3.3-acre outdoor recreation center. Essentially, the name itself, Thundering Water, is the most accepted translation of the Chinook jargon word for Umpqua. So we felt that the name was appropriate. It's based on three primary pillars, and that's wholesome family-friendly recreation, lifestyle, nutrition, education, and neighborhood preparedness.
Now, you are is it podiatrist? Is that the right way to say it?
Yep, podiatrist.
And so you're around around the medical community. Did that kind of contribute to your idea about this?
It did. Yeah, I've been working as a foot and ankle physician and surgeon here in Roseburg and Douglas County the last 11 years, and so I've a big part of my practice is managing complications of chronic illness, and so I think as all honest physicians, we're always looking for a way to kind of move our health and wellness efforts further upstream.
And how did this all evolve from an idea of doing something to the location that you're looking at and getting a lot of other people involved too?
Yeah, I've kind of had my eye on that location for a long time, and we've had a lot of volunteers from the community that have kind of contributed to the development of the idea. But we really felt that recreation could be used as a vehicle and a tool to improve overall health and wellness in our county.
Now, the location's on West Harvard, just west of the older section of the Roseburg VA Cemetery. How big is that parcel?
It's 3.3 acres, and it's Riverview. In fact, it's the last undeveloped Riverview spot commercial here in Roseburg.
And it's been sitting there for as long as I can remember. I don't think it's ever developed in the past. And so once you picked that site, what are some of the other things that have been involved in trying to develop this idea?
Yeah, so the idea was to create a pretty remarkable experience for all recreants, participants in the park. It's going to have an 18-hole miniature golf course developed by Pete and Tom Pappas. A lot of people in this community are familiar with their work. There's going to be a large BMX bike and pump track. There's going to be climbing walls. There's going to be an outdoor games pavilion with table tennis and foosball and ladder ball and cornhole, and there's also going to be an education center, with a 30 to 40 person capacity, classroom, and also the center point for the Map Your Neighborhood program to help with our disaster preparedness in the county.
So who are some of the other folks you've gotten on board with this?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty dynamic and diverse board of directors. There's five of us. It's myself, also Jared Corden, superintendent of public schools. We've got Brent Eichmann, CEO of Umpqua Health. Knut Torvik is an owner of Harvard Medical Park. And also Nick Jones from IE Engineering.
And now are you set up like as a nonprofit organization then? Or?
Yep, it's a nonprofit organization incorporated back in June of this year.
So a lot of work has obviously gone into this. Where did you have to go to move it forward?
To move forward, we've got a team of probably 30 to 40 people right now that includes land use planners, both commercial and landscape architects. We've got a good nonprofit attorney team. We obviously have a lot of volunteers that are already helping with the fundraising and marketing aspect. We've got fundraising consultants. It's actually a much bigger team and much more involved than I ever imagined, but it's been quite the education.
Do you ever look around and go, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, sometimes. We've got a lot of folks that have stepped up and I think have kind of caught the vision of Thundering Water and what it can achieve. We'd really like it to revolutionize lifestyle and nutrition education in the United States. And we feel like Roseburg can be a good model and example for that. The idea is to bring health and wellness topics to a younger audience. Sometimes a lot of what we do in healthcare is very reactive and downstream. And so I think physicians in general, we're always looking for ways to move our talents and efforts and resources further upstream to prevent illness.
And we've been hearing more about that in recent years, even from the legislature and some of the shifts in state health policy to being more proactive. And then instead of waiting for, okay, you've done this for a long time, which we have never addressed, but now you need this procedure or surgery or whatever.
That's right. So a lot of what I do is very procedure oriented, but in general, they estimate that about 82% of the diseases and illnesses and issues that we deal with in our clinics and hospitals on a daily basis, 82% are preventable with very kind of basic fundamental lifestyle and nutrition adjustments. And so our goal is to try to, you know, like I said, bring these principles, these fundamental principles of nutrition, lifestyle, preparedness, try to move that further upstream to prevent as many of this as this as possible.
So have you got an idea of a price tag for all of this?
Yeah, the project is estimated at about $2.5 million, and we're confident that with the help of state grants and our local foundations and a lot of generous donors that we'll be able to achieve that here in the near future.
Now, you mentioned a number of different aspects. Will all of that fit along with probably whatever parking you need to have on that size parcel?
Yeah, it's estimated we'll have about 50 to 60 parking spaces on site, and our friends at Harvard Medical Park and also Evergreen, Harvard campus, have already offered their parking lots as well for peak times like Friday and Saturday nights. Also, there's additional parking on the other side of the cemetery at the Fir Grove soccer fields. The city's planning to build a river walkway behind the cemetery to connect Thundering Water Park with the soccer fields.
Wow. So a lot there, and obviously some things to go through in the city planning process, probably some hoops to jump through there too.
Yeah, the city, our land use planner and the city of Roseburg are working hard to help kind of move it forward from a C2 to a C3 zone transition. And so that they continue to work on that. In fact, I have a meeting this afternoon, another pre-app meeting with the city to kind of help move that forward.
So do you have any idea of a timeline? I know with projects like this, it's always kind of hard to tell.
Yeah. The goal is to start. We're in the fundraising phase right now. The goal is to start construction around August of 2022. And then we're hopeful that Thundering Water will be open to the public by Memorial Day weekend of 2023.
And then how do you continue through it? I mean, would you end up like with a staff person or volunteers, or how would this all work?
Yeah, so the park will have, an executive director, a program director, and most of the staffing at the park will be volunteers, but also some paid staff, mostly high school kids, high school students will help to staff the park as well.
Wow. Now, have you gotten some conceptual drawings kind of put together too?
Yeah. In fact, I just reviewed the fourth rough draft submitted by the landscape architect, and it's stunning, and lots of plans in place. So it's still kind of waiting on some things to happen with the city as far as the zone transition to kind of move on to even more detailed landscape designs and layouts, but what I'm seeing so far is pretty remarkable.
And I imagine you kind of you've got to get the zone change in to be able to kind of demonstrate that you're ready to move forward, probably to some of the other folks you're talking to.
That's right. So that's kind of the priority right now is the zone change. So we're kind of working back and forth with the city to make that happen. But as you know, we're not slowing down either. So we're definitely kind of pushing the fundraising. We're asking donors, both large and small, to step up and really put their talents, their resources, their efforts further upstream in this health and wellness effort.
So if people want to find out more about Thundering Water and what you're hoping to accomplish, how do they connect?
Yep. So we have a Facebook page. It's Thundering Water Recreation Center. And we also have a domain name, thunderingwater.org, which is currently under construction. And we have a web design team that's currently working on that.
All right. Cordell Smith, Thundering Water. Sounds pretty fascinating.
All right. Thank you. And those who would like to donate and help can send donations to my clinic address currently at 2300 Northwest Stewart Parkway.
All right, Cordell Smith on the Morning Conversation.